I got to see something special recently. Ilana Lapid, a professor at CMI who made an award-winning docudrama in Belize about the illegal wildlife trade, was making a short film this spring out of a poem by Claude Fuad, a retired professor. The context counts. A while back, Ilana, about to leave the country for a film festival, suddenly learned she had a rare leukemia that would likely have killed her if she'd left as planned. She recovered, and after one of her last chemotherapy sessions, Ilana met Claude, who was waiting for his first chemo treatment. Talking about chemo, they bonded. Claude had an incurable and fatal cancer. He wrote the poem for his beloved wife, Sharon. Ilana was turning it into a film, but also making a documentary about them and the poem. The poem is set in post-war Paris, where Claude grew up, in a favorite park where he and Sharon spent a lot of time. An old man, played by Claude, sits in a rented chair where he sits every afternoon. He pays the rent with coins so old they're no longer legal tender. The park attendant accepts the coins, then says, "Here's your change, sir," and hands back the same coins, then asks, "Do you think she'll come today?" Claude consults his watch and says she's already late. The attendant says perhaps she'll come tomorrow and limps off. In post-war France, veterans usually held those jobs, and many people were missing from war or concentration camps or as refugees. Or maybe Claude is in the next life awaiting Sharon. Claude guided Ilana's skilled young crew as they recreated the Paris park on a local stage. Over many takes, Claude went through several oxygen tanks. He was exhausted, but determined. The pandemic interrupted everything. Claude's condition worsened, but one day, during a shoot when he was on a new course of treatment, Claude felt great and thought they had much more time together than supposed. Claude and Sharon danced to Parlez-moi d'amour, Speak to Me of Love. Then he was in hospice. Ilana arranged to shoot Claude, giving the film to Sharon, but they had to reschedule for the following Sunday. By Sunday, Claude was no longer around. The film became the gift from beyond the grave that he seems to have conceived it as. Whatever Claude's poem meant, it's a moving short film. It was Claude's unique gift to Sharon, but a gift also to all of us involved, and our gift to him. He got to do one last creative project, and he showed us something special in the way of human spirit, something the young film crew will recall decades from now. Merci, Claude.